from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour, Gresham Foray is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Gresham Foray on WEEI.
Are you on your current contract?
I mean, I got to, honestly. Bro, that's again, like, I signed the deal, my signature on it, so I got to play on it. Would I like to? No. Do I think that's my value? No. But again, that's not up to me.
That is Matthew Judon talking about the $6.5 million in salary he is scheduled to make this year. We're in hour two of Gresham Foray. The stretching portion of practice has begun. Everybody seems to be present and accounted for on the whole. We see Judon out there stretching, trying to find Godshaw, but I know he was here yesterday, so I would expect him to be here today.
Real quickly, before we get into this, let me know if this is a big deal.
Okay.
Okay, I know big deal is usually at 12:45. Just real quickly, a little teaser. Big deal, no big deal. Out of all the people that ran out on the field, the person that got the loudest, longest ovation was WEEI's own Nick Fitzy Stevens.
That is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It's a big deal because it makes you realize the makeup of the crowd that is here.
Or just how popular Fitzy is, and we didn't even know it.
Hey, the comedian guy is here. Look at that.
Oh, the guy that goes, isn't he on? No, he isn't.
Oh, by the way, the idea you and I have been throwing around,
which
I saw Fitzy yesterday.
Yeah.
Loves it. Love.
Oh,
it.
So okay.
The Mister.
Idea. Yeah. Okay, good. I wasn't sure. When did you see him?
Afterwards, yesterday.
Oh, okay.
They blew it. I mean, you again. It's a vapor trail behind you.
Today. Yeah, I got stuff to do, man.
Oh,
I'm a busy person.
No, you left yesterday because you were cold.
Well, yes, but today, different reason.
Got it. Matthew Judon needs a contract. They took care of him last year. Now it's the, I guess I got to play on it.
Just because he made
more money last year, I guess that made it more amenable that when they did the Jedi mind trick of just guaranteeing the money that would have been guaranteed to him after the first week of the season, by the way.
Isn't this the Bill way of doing things?
What do you mean?
Guys who hold out and complain, they always get shipped out. And there's like a long list of guys that got shipped out because they weren't happy. We've gone through it multiple times, right? Richard Seymour, Dion Branch, others. They all get shipped out.
If Matt Judon got cut by the Patriots today, say they have just a brawl and they cut this dude.
Yeah.
What's he making in free agency?
Right now?
Is he going to right now?
Yeah.
Because that's a part of what Elliott Wolf has got to try to balance, right?
Is there a market for him right now where some team would make room for him
and pay him
and find
million.
A way to make it?
I think most teams at $6.5 million would say, I'm in on Matt Judon at that number.
Yeah.
If you jack that up to 10, I wonder if that limits the amount of teams. Again, at this point, because people have gobbled up a lot of cap space.
I bet you there's a market for him at $10 million a year. I mean, I know there's definitely a market for a guy like that. I think we haven't seen him in a while, so we keep using the age. We keep using the whole idea that he hasn't played, which is all fair. He hasn't been around, but I'm still sticking with the fact that dude's a really good player. Like, he can easily – he's a difference maker on defense. He absolutely is.
According to reports, no Devon Godshaw out here for the start of practice, according to at least one of the reporters. I'm trying to look in the D-line group.
Well, he – down
he's,
there.
I do not see
– He's him. Over on that side. Now, people have confused because there's two different ways to get onto the field.
Yes, there's the back way near the hill where they do the gassers.
Yeah.
And then there is near the steps.
Yeah, so you can miss them. I don't know how I can even say that without laughing, but yeah, you can miss them.
Well, thankfully, the D linemen were just walking around to the next drill, and I could see some numbers, and I do not see Godshaw out there. So we'll keep an eye on that and see if that is a bigger problem. But this is why we're talking about the way Elliot Wolf has got to handle this Matt Judon thing, right? So how tricky – do you think this is tricky for Elliot Wolf?
As far as, like, how he decides to
whatever
handle –
whatever he does with Judon.
I mean, it doesn't need to be. It's tricky if he wants to keep him and then he pisses him off and he loses him, right? I guess that's
again
tricky.
Here's where it's tricky. You give Judon money, and then every guy that has the great year – is knocking on the door, hey, I need a sweetener like other guys because I had this great year.
But we'll ignore the fact that a couple of years ago, you might have had a bad one and got a bunch of money.
But hey, that's okay. You're in here knocking on the door trying to take advantage of the most recent season that you had.
Yeah, see, I don't know if it matters because guys had good years with Bill and wanted more money, and they had the courage, or at least their agents did, to go ask for more. That still happened with Bill. It happened last year with Judon. He wanted more money. They Jedi mind tricked him.
But this is now Elliot Wolf.
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters.
If you're Elliot Wolf, you are not worried at all about the line of guy. Again.
No.
Because you know what? Last year, it was one. This year, it's the same one and someone standing behind him saying, oh, I want mine too.
So if he gives in to Judon and then the rest of the players realize, oh, this guy's easy. I mean, this guy's easy. All you have to do is go ask for it. He gives it to you. All you have to do is threaten him, and he gives you everything you need. I don't think he's that much of a pushover. I think all these deals that Elliot Wolf has been doing are all deals that Bill would probably do or at least entertain other than Godshaw. Or actually, you know,
no,
maybe
no,
he other, may.
Onwenu would be the one that he might scoff at.
You think you would have just let Onwenu walk?
I don't know about
and
that,
replaced
but
them with.
I think it might have been a real internal battle. Of, I'm going to pay a right tackle $19 million. You know what I mean? I think I could see him with Duggar. I could see him. What was the other big high profile one? There was Duggar. There was Onwenu, and then there were
Stevenson.
Stevenson. Oh, that would have been an easy extension because it's still cheap money when you really look at it relative to the position. I could have seen him re-signing Henry. Yeah, the Onwenu one, I wonder. Now, again, he's your best offensive lineman. I think there would have been a better chance that Bill might have slapped a franchise tag on him for a year and given him 1 year of big money versus committing, you know, what they did.
See, I think
but that's just him.
I think Bill would have done every single deal that Elliot Wolf did.
Well, it would have validated the whole, you know, hey, this is one guy I brought in free agency. Here are dudes that I've drafted, keeping around all that kind of stuff.
Now, would he have drafted all those wide receivers? Probably not. I mean, you only drafted one defensive player.
No, probably not. I don't think it would have been, you're right, I don't think it would have been the offensive grab bag that it turned into offensively, other than maybe the quarterback.
See,
if there was that, although Bill might have been a little more aggressive in trying to trade that deal, but nevertheless.
I think that the whole Judon thing, the first thing he does is he addresses it. He does a really good job. He says, hey, listen, people are asking him about contracts, and he says, hey, you guys go talk to Elliot Wolf, go talk to Groh, go talk to those guys and see what they say to you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, go press them a little bit. Stop pressing me. He did, listen, now, listen, he is doing everything. He's playing nice. He's playing nice. Yep. So he's out in the crowd. He's doing this. He's doing that. He shows up early. He tries hard.
For someone who wants something like this, he is not – he is going – what I think is the forced route, unless you want to write $40,000 checks for every day you miss, and I know Judon doesn't want to do that. But you're right. He is handling this about as professionally as you can.
And my gut tells me that they are going to eventually figure something out. And he's now an example of how you do it the right way.
Hey, oh no! He's
now,
also
here's the example.
Yep.
Hey, Judon did it. Like this, we reward our own.
He's also the example that everybody else on the roster can look at and say, "I outperformed my deal last year. You need to do something else."
Sure. So listen. Okay. Fine. We hear what you're saying.
You're
hey.
Lengthening the line year after year. If you just cave into both of these dudes, because now you're setting the precedent with the organization and with the new GM as well. Like, some of these dudes would have been real scared of Bill. No one's going to be scared of Wolf and Mayo. They're going to at least go up there and ask. And I think I do think this is a tread lightly situation for Elliot Wolf.
Yeah, but I don't think people like ask Bill all the time. He just said no.
Correct. And do you think this guy will? Hell, they were. By the way, it was portrayed. They were half the time. This dude might have been afraid to talk to Bill.
Well, that was other people, right? That was other people that we heard. Like, but people, other teams, other GMs were afraid to address Bill.
No. But we heard about again. Why when the head coach sits down, it's like we're knocking down the silos. Clearly, there were people who were afraid to walk up to Bill in this organization. Like the
yeah.
whole.
And the other thing is like, and how much impact does Mayo have on this? Because I can easily see Mayo saying, "Listen, we all know what this year is, right?
Yeah.
Without them actually saying, he actually said it yesterday. This is about building a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never going to hear anything about wins and losses and, you know, how we measure success. Like, we're building a foundation. You know, maybe Judon is part of that foundation more than we're giving him credit for.
Well, and that's the other part of the discussion is, do you see him as a part of the foundation for the next couple of years?
I see, like, you need guys like Judon. If you're telling me that Keon White is going to turn into Matthew Judon, vocal face of the franchise. Right now, he is the face of the franchise. I mean, him and Drake May, those are the two guys. Those are the two most, like, you know.
They're your most recognizable
guys. Those two and Fitzy. Those are the three
Fitzy.
People.
And Fitzy.
Can't forget about Fitzy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Fitzy is on the cover of one of the programs this year.
Oh, what are you kidding me? They have St. Mayo on the front of, I think, the yearbook or something.
They're going to add Fitzy to the mural.
Oh, they're going to need to.
Troy Brown and put Fitzy on there.
Well, you know why? Because we might be running the risk of 7 weeks or 6 weeks in. Hey, everybody, as the Patriots are struggling again today, head to the red area where Fitzy will be doing a 10-minute set.
You know,
seriously.
You know, if
like,
Fitzy could do like
balloon, halftime stuff.
If he could do like Steve Martin balloon animals, his act would be so much better.
I'm sure he can.
He needs to start working on like a poodle, maybe like an umbrella.
That's beneath Fitzy. Now,
No, it is not.
You're turning him into a guy that shows up at child's birthday parties.
Turn into a birthday clown.
Yeah, Bubba Lanny had one of those. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen. Do you want to hire Fitzy? do you want the premium package?
Do you want the Patriots keeping Matt Judon around? Or if this is a build the foundation year, do you flip him to get you a pick that you can use next year? 617-779-7937. Bob on the Cape's already on the line. He's got some thoughts on the Pats. We'll get yours next. The aforementioned Billy Lanny is ready to trend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.